My wife has been very taken with a Christmas joke that she says I must tell you, and as I almost always do as I'm told, here it is. What's the most popular Christmas wine? Oh no, not Brussels sprouts. Well, there is perhaps plenty to complain about this Christmas, not only that joke. The cost of living is worrying, and even if it's not quite the winter of discontent of 1978, strikes have been disruptive. Many of us will feel colder and poorer than we would have hoped. The Collins Dictionary word of the year was permacrisis. Not just inflation and war, but politics and the NHS, COVID and the death of Her Late Majesty the Queen. We've been through a surprising number of prime ministers. It's sometimes been quite difficult to remember who the Chancellor of the Exchequer is. We may feel we lurch from crisis to crisis, or we feel on the brink of crisis. The word crisis actually has to do with judgment. The root idea is separating or distinguishing. So crisis is about making a choice, a decision. And the first Christmas was a time of crisis. Almost all our readings, whether in the Garden of Eden or the Old Testament prophecies or the Christmas stories, could be said to have to do with crisis. The people of God, Israel, under Roman occupation. There's a census and the empire is to be taxed. Caesar seems to be gearing up for judgment. And yet God seems worryingly absent and silent. There have been no biblical prophets for 400 years. Where is God to save his people and judge his enemies? Believers might face a crisis of faith. But then these momentous events of the first Christmas. God seems to be doing something. It seems to have come to a decisive moment that really matters. A crisis that demands a response. How will Mary react to that shocking news that she is to be the mother of God? A child out of wedlock will be a crisis for her. And what will Joseph say when he finds out that she's pregnant and he knows the baby isn't his? Their marriage is in crisis before it started. And then Mary and Joseph find themselves on the move with no room at the inn. Mary comes to the crisis of her delivery. Did she blame Joseph for not booking ahead? The shepherds, minding their own business one night in the fields, terrified when they see an army of angels. Will they indeed go and check it out? Or will they stay there on the hillside? The wise men, they see the star. Will they write learned papers and start a discussion group? Or will they follow it? Will they throw their lives into chaos? Or Herod, he thinks the king of the Jews will be a crisis because he thinks that position is already taken. And he and all Jerusalem with him are disturbed. So the wise men have to choose sides. Will they side with powerful King Herod in his palace with his army? Or will they throw in their lot with the defenseless baby? The Holy Family have to flee. And Herod makes that dreadful decision to kill the baby boys. So the true story of Christmas is more crisis than cosy. Or maybe you don't like that word of the year, perma-crisis. The Oxford Dictionary people had a different one, a rather strange one, goblin mode. Heard that phrase, goblin mode. It means shameless self-indulgence, not caring what anyone thinks, not worrying about social expectations. It's kind of in contrast to the perfectly curated life of Instagram. This is slobbing out and pleasing yourself, almost reveling in that selfish, goblinish side. It's eating the whole tub of chocolate ice cream in your PJs and neglecting the dishes. At Christmas, we remember that God chose to come into a world in crisis. God the Son didn't choose goblin mode. In a sense, Jesus could have stayed in heaven without blame. But love of our fallen world caused him to step into the crisis and chaos and to take the crisis upon himself. Jesus didn't please himself. He didn't remain a bystander to the crisis that our world faces. He comes to be God with us and for us, to save us from our sins. Jesus faces not only the crisis of his birth, but he flees for his life, and eventually he'll face that great crisis of the cross as judgment falls on him instead of us. According to the Bible, sin is the great crisis that all humanity faces. And one day we will face the judgment of God. But for all who will put their trust in him, that crisis has been spent on Jesus. It turns out that God is not on strike. He has come as light to the darkness. God judges sin and wickedness and offers us his peace. The good news of Christmas is God come to the rescue. So if we really understand Christmas, it faces us with a crisis of decision. The birth of the Son of God asks us to make a judgment, a choice, a response, a decision. Christmas asks us to choose joy and hope and faith and life. To us a child is born. To us a son is given. Will we receive him? There is good news of great joy. Will we check it out? Will we believe it? The long-promised Saviour King has been born. Will we seek him? We'd love to see you again at one of our Christmas services or any Sunday, and we'd love to talk to you about these things. On Wednesday the 4th of January, we have an evening called 321, The Story of God, the World and You, where you can come and find out a bit more and ask any questions. And also in the new year, we've got a 3-week course called Hope Explored. It's going to be on Thursday mornings, starting on the 12th of January. Details of those two things are in our notice sheet on our website. Another great way to check out these things for yourself will be to read one of the Gospels, only short books, one of the biographies of Jesus from the New Testament. I got a few free copies of that. I'd gladly give you one at the end if you'd like one. A very happy Christmas to you.